My guest today will be Art Mercanti, one of New York's fine young boxing referees. Besides being the third man in the ring for some of the main events at Madison Square Garden, Art, an NYU graduate, is also recognized as a leading authority on the science, history, and techniques of boxing. I'll open my conversation with Art right after we have this important message. Didn't a doctor do something about protecting the boxer? What was the name of this doctor that wrote this story on protecting the boxer?
Dr. Ira A. McCowan of the New York State Athletic Commission wrote a wonderful article which appeared in the American Medical Association pamphlet of March 28, 1959. In 1952, this article states that they went on to create a medical advisory board with nine doctors attached to the commission, and there are pre-bout examinations and post-bout examinations, and everything is done to protect the boxer. Boxing today, as far as injuries and fatalities are concerned, is in a very healthy state. And may I say one thing, Jackie? You didn't ask me this question, but I would like to volunteer this. This pamphlet goes on to prove that boxing is not the most dangerous sport in the world. It goes on to state that your particular sport is the most dangerous sport in the world. In a report written by Gonzalez, it's a study over a 32-year period from 1918 to 1950. There's conclusive evidence that there were more deaths in both baseball and football than there were in boxing. It just, the thing that remains paramount in the minds of most people were the Flores death, or a few of the deaths that occurred between 1946 and 1951.
There may have not been deaths where the fellow actually left this earth, but I think that if we look back at many fighters, Art, we must say that the beatings that these fellows have taken, they may as well be dead in some instances. It horrifies me to see some of these guys in the condition that they are, because they have not quit at the proper time. I would say I'd agree with you 100% if we had somebody saying, well, these fellows have had it. They ought to stop now before their brains are rattled and they get themselves all upset. To me, I would have to go along and agree with you if they stopped at a certain point.
Well, they do today.
They do today.
They do. If they find that a boy is receiving continual punishment over a period of two or three bouts, he is called in by the medical department of the New York State Athletic Commission, and he is told to turn in his license. That I know.
Well, Art Mercanti, I want to say that I certainly enjoyed having you on the show. I want to wish you continued success.
I'm grateful to be here.
That just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.